This week on an all-new Man of the People, Pat's got Thanksgiving Day etiquette ideas from the pros and a couple of Joes as well. Man of the People, all-new Saturday at 10, WGN-TV.
Man of Steel!
Careful. Careful.
I was going to say, you know you're going to hurt yourself.
I know. I know, I got problems. Hey, I got to ask you a question here because I can't really believe what's happening.
Well,
I got two things I heard today. One, George Conway was on a podcast. He's Kellyanne Conway's husband, mm-hmm. on a podcast with Yahoo and said the White House is a blank show, dumpster fire. And another highly ranked White House official says that the White House has two types of people. It's got arsonists and firefighters. And the president is trying to fire all of the firefighters. And the faster he does that, the faster the place is going to burn down. What am I to make of this?
I think you'd make of it what it is. It's on his face. The thing about Conway, Kelly's husband, is... Look, he's not going to do anything that his wife doesn't necessarily approve of. And I think that he has become sort of her ghost whisperer, her sort of Trump whisperer from outside the administration, sort of giving credence to the anonymous open letter that was out there mm-hmm. a couple of months ago, and other things that in other storylines that have occurred, and sort of verifying the reporting of a lot of the people that Donald Trump considered to be enemies of the state. So I take what he says at face value. I value it as an insider's perspective, because he is an insider. His wife has the ear of the president of the United States. And I think we should all be very concerned about that. And that analysis is straight up. He wants to get rid of the people who would be considered more traditional operatives within a typical Republican White House, if not a White House generally. So, and he wants to be able to run everything. If he picks a chief of staff, and make that a big if,
he'd be his own. You think he'd be his own?
Yes.
Oh, my God. See,
the man has never had anyone run things for him. He has run everything in his life. So his people are operators. They do what they are told. They execute his orders. They are yes men and women, perfunctorily so. That's how they keep the positions that they have around them. So he's not going to put in, a chief of staff. I mean, look at Reince. Not going to put in a chief of staff who will get in his grill. And he's not going to put in the chief of staff, look at Mr. Kelly, who tries to control and make the place function like a normal White House.
But, you know, I think their relationship sort of mirrors the schism within the Republican Party right now. You have those who can speak favorably about Trump and everything he does and excuse the things he does that most people would look at and say, what is that?
What the?
Right.
More like that. And then her husband, who's like, I'm a Republican, too. We're both Republicans. And yet I don't agree with anything going on with this whole direction of the party.
So for policy and judges.
Right.
Yeah. Donald Trump has figured out the sweet spot for the Republican Party. Deliver tax cuts, check. Deliver the Supreme Court, check. And as long as he's able to continue on that, which is why he floated the whole idea of a middle class tax cut, which betrays the lie that they were perpetrating over the past year, that the tax cuts from 2017 were in fact middle class tax cuts. Well, if you did a middle class tax cut, why are you talking about doing a middle class tax cut?
Yeah, people are already figuring that out, because they're starting to figure out stuff at the end of the year for their taxes, and people are already starting to see that this is not what they thought it was going to be. Wait till
it's
April 15th.
Not what they thought it was going to be, and the debt and the deficit tells the truth too.
Yeah, April 15th is going to be a come to Jesus.
It's going to be brutal.
A lot of people who are like, wait, what? Yeah,
it's going to be brutal. Yeah. It's going to be brutal, and it's going to hit squarely in the middle class, because a lot of things that they deducted up till 2017. They'll no longer be able to deduct that $24,000 joint deduction, standard deduction will not be enough. You're going to see charitable organizations get pinched tremendously because right. there's no incentive for people to give because they don't get the write-off.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of those pieces that will come home. And I think, you know, it goes back to Conway's storyline or his analysis is that, you know, it is a dumpster fire. It is an S show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how Trump wants it to be.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're going to be with family and friends.
I am. We're going to be with mom and dad and the family.
Oh, wow.
And we're looking forward to it. I know you guys are going to be out there with family as well. Wish you guys all the best love and happiness at Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, Michael Steele.
Thank you. Let's be thankful that for the United States of America that it's still in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Let us now find out from Kim what's happening in the WGN newsroom at the bottom of the hour. She's going to be there. She's preparing. She's writing. She's working very hard. She's wondering, now, what the hell happened to Judy? She was just sitting right here.
I know. She deserted me again.
Judy was like, oh, it's Friday. What? I totally forgot about Friday. I got to go.
She gets this look on her face. Kim.
Oh, God.
I know it's coming.
Oh. Do you mind if you could just do this? And I have that thing I've got to...